This is Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm your host, Jay Shell. Some friends of my daughter found a moose antler in the woods down below my house. Only one. It got us to wondering, do they shed their antlers or did a moose die nearby? If they shed them, how often do they do that? Don't they shed them at the same time? Why didn't we find the other one? So I did some research. Bull moose do shed their antlers every year between December and February. They start their growth in the spring, usually in April. The antlers grow quickly and are fully developed by August with a spread of 4 to 5 feet. Bulls thrash brush with their antlers, apparently to mark their territory. They do occasionally battle with other bulls, although a display of ferocity usually prompts one to back off. When the horns interlock during a fight, which only happens infrequently, it may be fatal for both of them. Moose are big animals, bulls weighing 900 to 1,400 pounds and standing up to 7.5 feet at the shoulder. Females are slightly smaller, weighing 700 to 1,100 pounds. They are the largest deer in the world, about the size of a large horse. Their hair is dark brown and their shoulders are high and humped. Legs are long and pale and their tail is stubby. Their muzzle is big and pendulous, and ears are large. If you are lucky, you will find them browsing shrubs and tree bark, usually in mushy ground in riparian areas. The gestation period is about 8 months, beginning with mating in the early fall and births occurring in April and May. In summer, you'll find one or two calves with their mother cow, but moose tend to roam separately from one another. Their cloven hooves are similar to elk, but pointed and larger. Calves learn to swim within 2 months and become good swimmers as adults. As adults, they run through the forest at up to 35 miles per hour without a lot of noise. The bulls can bellow loudly. Cows make a call, which ends with a cough-like sound. Moose can be dangerous and unpredictable. Cows with calves are unsuitable and are fiercely protective. If you see one, back off and observe from a distance. They have been known to charge and damage cars, other objects, and people when irritated. If you hike the Gallatins, the Bridgers, or the Crazy Mountains, you're likely to eventually see one. This has been Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. You can visit us at gallatinwildlife.org. I'm Jay Shell. Thanks for listening.